السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة القاضي عبد القادر صاحب دامة بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of Jumu'ah. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, may Allah ta'ala grant you an afa, afiyat and good health. Allah ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen and may the ummah benefit from your beautiful advices in nasiha. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Almighty Allah, on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, that is the 16th of Zulhijjah, 1446 in South Africa and in few other countries, and most countries of the world today is the 17th of Zulhijjah, 1446, we focus on Surah Al-Fath, and that is the chapter regarding victory. And our verses that we will discuss today are verses 22, 23, and 24. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us what happened there in Hudaybiyah. The Saudi regime has changed the name to Shumaysiyah, just outside the Haram. And remember that when you come from Jeddah, Medina, you will see board showing you Shumaysiyah. So that originally is Hudaybiyah. So chapter 48 and verse number 22 is our starting point. Wallow, and if hypothetically, and if for argument's sake, قَاتَلَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, that is non-Muslims there to fight against you. So Almighty Allah made it such that both parties was restrained from fighting one another. But if hypothetically that these non-Muslims had to attack you and fight against you and get actively involved in combat and killing and fighting, لَوَلَّهُ الْأَدْبَارِ, then they, the non-Muslims, should have run away from the battlefield. Why? ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيَّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. Subsequently, they would not have found any protector, any helper. That is their nature. You see in Israel, the Haramis, now they attack Iran. We'll come to that in the news and views. So they attacking, remember, Hamas. For how many days? For more than 616 days today. So what's happening? They can't even defeat Hamas. But what they will do, they will target the innocent one, the babies and the children and so forth. They are a cursed nation, remember. They are the swines and the pigs, remember that. The monkeys and the donkeys, as mentioned, enshrined in the noble Quran. So what they will do, that then they run away. You see, 10,000, 15,000 of their army people, personnel, don't want to go back to Gaza. They say they're exhausted, they're suffering from trauma, and they're suffering from this disease and that disease. So this is a nation that they are a cancer to the world. Now the whole world, Middle East, is in danger again. So they will run away when the things get tough. The only people who are helping them are America, and therefore they feel they can get away with murder, literally. So here also the kuffar, if they had to fight the Muslims, then in most cases they will just run away and so forth. And we saw that also in those days. And now also you see that how Taliban defeated them. So their 48 countries coalition, America and their might. Sunnatullahi lati, this is the system and the method of Almighty Allah. Sunnah means adat. So this is the system and the way of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and the way, tariq, you know, a way and a path. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ, in the past. Also, sometime there will be defeat for the Muslims also, to show the Muslims that remember, not always you will win, so that you must know that in dunya, in this world, there will be vicissitudes to test your sincerity and your devotion, dedication as well. And Almighty Allah shows us, remember, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. These days we have here in the world, Allah Ta'ala rotates it on this earth. Some days we are very, very healthy, then some days we are ill. Some days we are very, very happy, and then some days we are sad. Some days we're very, very wealthy, and sometimes the deals don't go through. So these are the ups and downs and vicissitudes of life, remember that. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا, and you will not find a change in the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Every day the sun will rise, every day the sun will set, every year, month, you will see the 14th night, the moon shining in its glory and beauty. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. But these people want to change the system of Almighty Allah. Allah created him, you understood, as Steve, but Steve wants to become Eve. Allah created her as Eve, but she wants to become Steve. So all this transgender business, Allah created Adam and Eve, so you can have a natural system and you can have a family structure. But these shaitans and these people with the satanic policy, so now the gay business, the lesbian business, so that they erode and destroy the family structures. So we need to be very, very clear on all these issues here. But victory will come to Muslims when? In Tansurullah. If you're helping the deen of Almighty Allah and you have true iman, يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ, then Almighty Allah will help you, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will keep your feet firm. Sometimes, even when we don't have the true iman, Allah just through His fadl, grace, mercy, benevolence helps us. Like how Pakistan defeated Israel, America, India, France, all of them put together. They wanted to destroy the nuclear of Pakistan, but Allah destroyed many of them. So we see Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat Kamila, He does what He wants to. And many a time we won't even understand it. So He is fa'alul lima yurid, He does as He pleases. So now we come back to the month of Zulqa'dah. It is the 6th year of the Hijrah. One side are the Muslims, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sahaba, between 1400 and 1500, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. And the other side, remember, who are these people, Abu Sufyan, Khalid bin Walid, and all of them at that time, they're not Muslim, and the leaders of the Quraysh and the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers. So Almighty Allah speaks about, whilst the negotiations were going on, and at that time, while they were writing the peace treaty, وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ أَنْكُمْ, and He, Almighty Allah, alone is the Supreme Being. كَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ, that He, Almighty Allah, جَلَّ وَلَا, restrained their hands, أَنْكُمْ, from you. There was no physical combat against you. They did not take up arms against you and injure you or wound you or kill you, Allah forbid. وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ أَنْهُمْ, and Almighty Allah restrained your hands against them. So you did not fight also, take up the offensive stance or defensive stance. So it was more discussions and negotiations and so forth and so on. Where did all this happen? بِبَطْنِ مَكَّةَ. Bibatni Makkata means Bi Wadi Makkata. So there in the valley of Makkah, near Makkah, it means Batni Makkah, Bijani Bi Makkah. So right there, remember, that is by the valley and very near Makkah. So therefore, majority scholars, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, they say the entire portion of Hudaybiyah is out of the Haram. The Hanafi ulama and scholars, they also agree that 90% or so, 95% of Hudaybiyah is out of the Haram, but they say there is a small portion that is part of Makkah, and the Hanafis use this as their dalil and evidence. Wallahu a'lam bi batni Makkah. So they say that this is like the part of Makkah, valley of Makkah. Min ba'di an asfarakum alayhim, after Allah Ta'ala gave you success against them. What had happened? While Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba were coming, they had no arms, no ammunition. They were all in the state of ihram and in the state of consecration, wanted to perform the minor pilgrimage because the Master alayhi salatu salam, peace be upon him, saw a dream. But it was not mentioned in which year they will perform it. So many years, 6 years had passed, they had not seen the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa. So obviously, so they said, let's go and perform the Umrah. So that is what happened. Now, en route there, that this is what happened, that some mushrikeen and idol worshippers intimidated them, wanted to cause them harm, about 50, 60 of them. So remember that they arrested him, they got the better, the upper hand over them, the advantage over him. So this is what Almighty Allah speak about. Min ba'di an asfarakum alayhim, after that you were given success against them. But there was no real fighting and combat and so forth. Wa kana Allahu bima ta'maluna basira. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the one and only, remember, that is all observing, all seeing. Therefore, if people are really troubling you and they're trying to blackmail you, intimidate you and so forth, read these two verses from the Noble Quran, chapter 29, and that is Surah An-Kabut, the spider, and verse number 30, the dua of Lut alayhi salatu salam, the supplication of Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him, who fought against these people who are the gay community. Rabbin surni ala al-qawmi al-mufsideen. O Almighty Allah Jalla wala, you assist me against these troublemakers and mischief makers. So that is chapter 29 and verse number 30. And then Almighty Allah decimated, destroyed them. And they in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. And that is so, chapter 29, verse 30, read against your enemies and mischief makers and troublemakers. Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsideen. And chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, verse 44. Whenever people are really needling you, blackmailing you, intimidating you, then, and you can't do much also, so just hand over the matters to Almighty Allah. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. O Almighty Allah, I hand over my matters to you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. You see the word basir is mentioned here also. So there also Almighty Allah mentions that verily Almighty Allah is all observing, all seeing over his servants. Chapter 40, verse 44. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, میں تمام اپنا کام اپنا امور آپ ہی کو سپورٹ کر دیتا ہوں. آپ ہی سب کو جانتے ہیں, دیکھنے والے ہیں, یا رب العالمین. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala ان کی سازشوں سے ہم کو بچائیں گے. So Allah will save us from their plotting, planning and scheming and so forth. And sometimes you feel your own family and everybody is looking against you. Then you read chapter 54, Surah Qamar, and the dua of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam. Noah read against the enemies. Rabbi anni maghloobun fantasir. O Almighty Allah, I'm overpowered, overwhelmed. You assist me, you defend me. Rabbi anni maghloobun fantasir. So chapter number 54. Chapter number 54 and verse number 10 of the Noble Quran. So we should know all this and read it. I gave you three different verses, and inshallah, if we read it, Almighty Allah will protect us from our enemies, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will make it easy for all of us through His grace and mercy. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 16th of Zulhijjah, 1446 in South Africa and few countries, 17th of Zulhijjah in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, and in Aqsa al-Mubarak and Palestine and majority countries of the world. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally and globally. As I'm speaking to you now, remember Israel, the rogue, the apartheid, the terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children are attacking Iran. They attack Tehran, they attack Natanz, they attack many places and cities, and they killed the Revolutionary Guard commander, they killed the scientists, the nuclear people, and so forth. That is Israel, the Jutla, the Jew just knows to kill and kill and kill. So what does the war criminal say? Netanyahu, in an interview, he said that we will not allow them to get the nuclear bomb and we will not allow anybody to threaten us and so forth and so on. It's not he speaking. He can't do anything for 1 week, 1 month without America. America fools the people and says we were not involved in all this. So one is for the public consumption. You know, they think everybody is like their public, their masses are asses. 78 million people voted for the felon and the criminal Trump, you see that, who's getting humiliated again. So now the judge has passed the verdict and said that you had no authority to send in the guards and the troops there into LA, and only the mayor, the governor got that. So again, another judgment and humiliation against him. So you see, this is how they play the game. But the Ummah, the Muslim Ummah, and the Arab idiots and fools and donkeys and murtads, the leaders I'm speaking about, so they don't even understand these type of things here. They think America, Israel will give them security. They're going to milk them more and more with their money and oil. And that is what Kissinger said. We never have friends. We only have interest. All this is well documented. So there was huge, huge damage to Tehran and to Iran. Let me be clear on this. Israel is our arch enemy. The Shias, they are kafir, our arch enemy. But we must take 2-3 things into consideration. Number one, Iran is not 100% Shia. I visited Iran in 2013. So they will tell you that the Iranian media and their tourism board and what have you, that 90% here are Shias and then only 9%, 10% are Sunnis and so forth. Obviously, they're lying. So remember that the Sunni population in Iran is between 25 to 30%. Some say more, but that also is exaggeration. So say 1/4 to 1/3. So therefore, we must support Iran. Not because they are Shias, because there are Sunnis there who are Muslims also, and everybody gets impacted. And now Israel, proper in a state of war, complete shutdown, schools closed, airport closed, everything closed. They're expecting a retaliation. Iran, my message to you is this. You see, what you must do, that you have got that Strait of Hormuz, you must just close it, finish and clear. And tell the world, we will do what King Faisal did. We just switch off the taps and no oil for you and so forth. One. Two, what you do is all these Arab regimes who are helping them, helping Israel, helping America, your United Arab Emirates, your Bahrain, your Saudi, and all these haramis who have ties with Israel. So you must attack them. So you must remember, you got the means to attack them. You just have to attack their water facilities and they'll be crippled already. So I hope you use your common sense and so forth. But the problem is, this is a game they play. You must remember that. There will be retaliation from Iran, but remember, it will be a very limited one, because they know that America, Israel on one side, and if both of them come together, the whole Middle East will blow up if Russia, China, everybody has to get involved. So, Wallahu al-Musta'an, we beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala for His assistance. And every day, O Muslim, O people of justice, O people of Iman, read 2 rakat salat daily, read 1 surah Yasin daily. Great to Allah, today is Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Allahumma ahlik Amerikiyin wa Israeliyin wa a'da'iddin. Ya Allah, all these people who are promoting war against our Palestinians, against our Muslims, in different parts of the world, with Americans and the Israelis and in the Hindustan, that is India, and so forth and so on. You decimate them, destroy them, if there's no hidayat and guidance for them. India, hey India, you see, more than 240 people died in Ahmedabad. That plane was just in the air for 1-2 minutes and then it exploded. What happened? Allah alone knows. So 26 Muslims were also from the people who passed away. If they passed away with Iman and Islam, sometimes people have Muslim names, but Allah alone knows whether they are true Muslims. Maybe they Qadiani, Shia, Sunnis, Allah alone knows. So those who passed away with proper Iman, Islam, Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. The others, we cannot make dua for them. The Quran is very clear on that, chapter 9, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِي. For non-Muslims, you cannot make dua. Majority were Indians. And remember that 53 were British. One British person survived. So that also Allah showing us his power and so forth. You know the flotilla that was going towards Gaza and then they intercepted it, Israel, in international waters, because they say we can do whatever we want to. We can kill, we can rape. Yesterday, a person sent out a message and said, we must rape the Palestinians. And the people, they said, it's right. The Israelis, thousands of them said, that's the right thing to do. We must kill them and we must rape them. You see, that is Israel. Haram is a cursed nation. The swines and pigs they are. And we must call them by that name as mentioned in the noble Quran. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. So now the six activists that were there, they were deported also from Israel. Look at, they are Sisi. Sisi is a sissy. He's the Pharaoh. Pakka, Murtad, Harami, Shaitan, you Egyptians, you must stand up against these Haramis. You stood up in the previous time when Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi gave that historic Jumu'ah in Maidan al-Tahrir, where 2 million people assembled and so forth. You need to stand up, O Egyptians, against your tyrant and so forth. So South Africans went to Egypt, other countries went, remember, for the Samud there in Gaza. You know what is Samud? That is the steadfastness. We're going to break Israel's, you understand, siege on Gaza and all this nonsense they got, committing war crimes and ethnic cleansing crimes against humanity and genocide. And Nasal Kushi, learn the word in Urdu, Nasal Kushi is genocide, Ibadah, with Hamza in the starting, that's the Arabic word. So he, Sisi the Harami, Sisi the Murtad, whose mother is a Jewess, so he instructed, remember, all the borders and police and the army, nobody must be allowed to go towards Rafah. Nobody must be allowed to go towards the Gaza border and so. Why? Because his masters told him so. Israel and America. You're telling me MBS of Saudi and MBZ, as a member of this Emirates and the Sisi and the kings of Morocco and Jordan and Bahrain, the Muslim. You must be nuts, you understand, eating coconuts. The pakkam murtads, munafiqeen, haramis, remember that. We must name them and shame them and so forth. You know, you remember the name or you forgot already? Dr. Ala al-Najjar. Her husband became shaheed. Her 9 children became shuhada. Her 1 son is left. So he, Allah made it such nice in Italy. He's going under treatment. Allah gave him complete shifa. Allah decimate the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi al-zalimin, al-muhtalin, al-ghasibin, al-mal'uneen, al-mustawtineen, ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma arina ajaiba kudratik. We must support Hamas. We must support Iran. We must support Hezbollah, the kafirs. We 100% know, but remember, at least they can cause harm to Israel and America. And hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُعَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala uses the non-Muslims, remember, for the betterment of his deen and to help the deen of Islam. Where's our Sunni countries? Sunni countries are in bed with America and Israel. That's the shame. Today, the khutbah by Yasir Dawsari, I can tell you from now, that he won't speak one word about this, because MBS, the Murtad, will get to us. Remember, very, very upset. Now listen to this, and you Muslim, you need to wake up. There's a newspaper called Jerusalem Post, right? It's in English. They've got there the abuse of infants and of children by the rabbis is rife and rampant when a Jutla child is born. So then what they do, they call the rabbi and they tell him he must do prayers. He's busy at putting his private part here and there by the infant, by the child, and they are already abusing them. So after birth, the child, the infant already experiences such trauma. This is a cursed nation. And it's not me telling you that. You go to the Jerusalem Post and you see that. You heard Jutla. Hey, Jutli Harami. I know you're recording me. I feel very honored. It's your newspaper who wrote this, not me. So remember, and the U.S., the general says, Pakistan are very good partners in countering and fighting terrorism. Yes, Pakistan ki army bhi chor, aur waha ki amir bhi chor, the president and prime minister. 90% a bunch of crooks, remember, in the army and bunch of them in the politician field and so forth. We know that. We stayed in Pakistan. So therefore, they are the puppets of America. So they just get million dollars. Go look at how the army and their families live. You will be. We don't have for things like this in South Africa what they have. Remember that. Marcos Rubio. So he's the biggest harami. So yesterday was Russia Day. You see that? So he sent a wonderful message to Russia that no, we want good ties and good relationship with you and so forth. So the people of Ukraine and the world, they're cursing him and everybody, Trump and a whole lot. They're all haramis. The previous administration, the BNB, you forgot them already? Joe Genocide Biden and who Blinken needs to blink. He came there and told them, me, I'm a Jew, we will stand with you. So what can you do? Every day, Israeli army is losing personnel. Alhamdulillah, Hamas is sending them straight to hell. And we're very proud about that. And we're very proud of Hamas as well. We Hamas, remember, what you're going to do? You see why he had to strike Iran. Internationally, he knows Israel is a pariah state. How can it happen that our allies, Britain, Norway, and then Australia, New Zealand, and then Canada, they're all having sanctions on their Ben-Gvir and on all the Smotrich and all these haramis, you see that? And so internationally, they have become isolated like South Africa apartheid. Locally, nationally, in Israel, Bennett, another harami, he says to kill the Arabs is nothing. And he said, I kill many Arabs, what's the problem? No problem. So we say to kill the Jew, what's the problem? No problem. We use the same analogy. One settler, one bullet, so what's the problem? No problem. So everyone is a legitimate target. So he is leading the polls and the survey against him. So he's losing everywhere. So now he pulls the stunt, let me attack Iran. So bring the people on my side. Because you know masses are asses, whether it's in Israel or whether it is, you must remember, in America or even our Muslim countries and Arab countries, people are idiots, majority of them. Let us be honest about this. It's not that the Muslims are not, you know how they are. Then the government will just bribe them up and they'll say, very good. So yeah, Trump's policy of, you know, all this migration and all this, yeah, he said, make America great again. Thus experts are saying the only thing that will happen, the rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. You Americans, you idiots. Don't you see every year $3 billion, $4 billion, $5 billion of yours going to Israel and you can't find a job and you are suffering there in poverty. So you should stand up against your army, against your government and against the parties. Both parties are corrupted. The Republican and the Democrats, remember that. Speaking of America, yesterday was an interesting day. You know, I was in Newcastle for 20 years, right? I told you that on several occasions. With Alhamdulillah, wonderful years. January 81 to 2001, January, then we came here. Mid-January, Alhamdulillah. So this is 25th year with Allah's help, Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy and benevolence. So I received a call from a brother Ashraf. Now Ashraf hails from a town there near Newcastle called Dundee, Northern Natal, if you know. So he said there are some ulama from Nadwa. They want to meet me and so forth. I said, ahlan wa sahlan. So about 3:45 or so, they came here. I showed them the studio and everything. They made dua. And there were two of them came from Nadwa, one from Nigeria. And he told me he met me many a time. I said, where you met me? He said, there, Darum Newcastle. He said he was studying there as well and so forth. I said, subhanallah. His name, mashallah, Jibreel. You see, that is Nigerian alim and sheikh. So very interesting discussion, and one thing led to another. So Brother Ashraf told me, I didn't know about it, but anyway, there's an ishtima taking place in America. Where in America? In Chicago. And when? On the 26th, 27th, 28th, that weekend, that Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday also, I think. So remember, so already 40 brothers from South Africa are there, helping for the ishtima, remember. And a week after that, that will be the first week in July, so the 4th, 5th, and 6th. So there will be the Ishtima Day in Canada. You see that? So a lot of things are happening. So we're speaking about the Tablighi Ishtimas, right? So my stance is this, and I think all of you know that, wherever there's a Tablighi Ishtima, so we must support it and make dua for it. Allah Ta'ala, you understand? So any one of you, South Africa, the man, you got American visa, normally they used to give for 10 years. I also had it, mine expired long time. So anyway, remember, if you want to go, so you still got time, go to Chicago, the windy city, O'Hare Airport. I landed there with my brother Yusuf Dokrat in 2000. So anyway, so we make dua for that ishtima as well in Chicago, America. They say the Pope comes from Chicago. Hey, Pope? Pope Leo. So remember that. So nobody can stop Islam, remember that. Whether it's Trump or whether it's Biden or any other harami, Satan, Yahoo or whoever. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau kariyal kafirun. Allah will let the noor of Islam, the noor of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sirajan munira, that will spread across the world. Remember, Allah uses whoever He wants. May Allah Ta'ala use us. Allahumma ij'alna min al-maqbulin. Listen to what, I come to South African news. Listen to what News 24 wrote. BEE, you know, there's economic empowerment for the blacks and so forth. Destroyed South Africa, how much? 5 trillion rand and 4 million jobs. I read again. BEE policy destroyed 5 trillion. Not billion, trillion rand, and 4 million jobs. Mangaung. Do you know Mangaung? Bloemfontein. Since the ANC and the government took over there, things went from bad to worse. Things just deteriorated. Oh, Ummah, the Western media and the Kufar. And very sad to say, some Muslims also are involved. They will advocate and promote Father's Day this week, Sunday, and then Monday, Youth Day, just to make money. Say, no, I love my father. I want to give him a present. So you only thought of giving him a present on the kafir for your Father's Day? So for us, every day is Mother's Day. For us, every day is Father's Day. When last did you kiss your mother's hand, your father's hand? When last, oh son, daughter, grandchild, did you read Rabbi Raham Huma Kama Rabbayani Sahira? Chapter 17, verse 24, Ya Allah, have mercy on my beloved parents, as they nurtured me, trained me when I was so young, and a child, and an infant, and so. That is Muslim. If they passed away with Iman and Islam, we should be reading chapter 14, verse 41, Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. Yesterday we received some sad news, but it's good news also, you know. There is our mother, our sister, Marhuma Sister Amina Kadwa. She's from Durban area, right? She went into a coma, Laylatul Muzdalifa. You know, the night of Muzdalifa. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he had one outstanding student, Ta'us bin Kaysan. He performed many hajj. And he also passed away, Laylatul Muzdalifa, remember that. So she went into a coma and then she passed away yesterday in the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarrama after Asr was a janaza salat. 4 children, very young. Allah Ta'ala grant them Sabri Jameel, grant the husband also Sabri Jameel, grant her Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So remember, she's Mubarak. She went to Arafat, got cleansed, went to Muzdalifah in Qawma, in the state of Ihram, and she meets Almighty Allah. Tomorrow, on the day of justice, she wakes up our sister Amina Kadwa. These are the su'ada, these are the fortunate people. My friend, my close colleague, he reads Salat with us every day. Brother Abdul Hamid, we call him Teacher Sahab. His wife is very, very ill, critically ill. The vital organs are failing. I had a long discussion with him last night. And his daughter, he only has one child, Razia, and she is blind. And she's a Hafiza, and she knows the whole Quran by heart. She knows many ahadith by heart. And you know that I went there to see what she knows and so forth and so on. So Allah Ta'ala grant you, you know, whatever is best for Ummi Radiya. So Allah, whatever is best for Abdul Hamid, our teacher's family. Allahumma in kanat il hayatu khairan laha fahiyya. Ya Allah, if life is better, give life. Wa in kanat il wafatu khairan laha. If death is better, give a death on a Friday today. Mubarak month of Zulhijjah. Allah knows best. But we really think what will happen to Radiya. And Allah is there for everybody, inshaAllah. So today, between 10 and 10:30, there will be nikah announcements by Mona Zaid. All of you got nikah announcements, please send it in now. Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota is waiting. 084-786-3132. The khutbah from now, I'll tell you, it's a lullaby khutbah by Yasir al-Dawsari. So he will just praise the king and the prince and that, you understand, the murtad bin shaitan, and speak something yudar udar ki baate. But anyway, we will take it there. It will be 11:20 South African time. And there in Medina Munawwara is Sheikh Hudayfi Hafidhullah. So he will deliver the khutbah. I will be in Alberton, inshallah. Bokker, you know Bokker. We played soccer together, cricket together. He was our captain, Yusuf Siddat. Make dua for him also. So we will be there, inshallah, there in Alberton Masjid. Today, 12:20 is Adhan, and 12:30 is the lecture, inshallah. It will be live, inshallah, inshallah, al-Aziz on Markaz Sahaba. Morana, we have 9-10 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
The question here is it jayiz for the husband to lower the body of his wife in the qabr?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. When we study Islam, then we see that who lowered Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha day in the Qabr Mubarak day in Baqi? None other than Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. For the husband to go into the grave and lower his wife and so forth, totally permissible. According to all four schools, there's no difference of opinion. But our jahil and ignorant people, they make a noise. One day I was in Heidelberg or some Pretoria or somewhere I was. And I told, it was Heidelberg. I told the husband, you go inside the grave. So one person came to me, ordinary guy, he says, not permissible. He says, bye, just go from here, please. You know what Quran says? وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When idiots and fools who don't know anything of Islam want to debate with you, then just make salam and tell them, just go from here. Don't come waste our time here. So that is what Quran teaches. Totally permissible, remember it is.
Tisab, the second question, those brothers and sisters who give ghusl to the mayyat, do they have to take ghusl thereafter?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man ghassala mayyitan falyaghtasil. So I gave ghusl to my father, you gave ghusl to your sister, your daughter, she gave ghusl to her mother, like that. So now after bathing the deceased, for you to take the ghusl and the bath is mustahab, is sunnah. Nobody can say it's compulsory. So we should be clear, keep everything in the proper perspective and don't go to other extreme. Go open Mishkan Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, you will find the hadith there. So if, when you gave ghusl and you bathed the deceased, for you, the person who's alive now we're speaking about, to go and take that bath and ghusl is sunnah but not compulsory.
Mufti Saab, if the husband tells his wife, go to your mother's house, does it apply as divorce?
Remember that in talaq and divorce, we have two types of words. Al-alfazul sariha, al-alfazul kinaya. Some words are sarih explicit, clear-cut words. He, the husband, wrote it out, or he uttered the word in the past tense or in the present tense. He has divorced his wife. He is divorcing his wife. So whether he made niyat or no niyat, the talaq will be valid. If he said one, then it's one. If he said two, then it's two. If he said three, it's three. That is regarding clear-cut, explicit words. Regarding al-alfazul kinaya, implicit words, unclear words, he said, hey, get out from here. Go to your mother's house. We use FNBs and not First National Bank, the other one. So remember, so will talaq take place or not? It depends. Did he make intention of talaq or not? So that we have to ask him and tell him that if you're lying, then you'll be living in sin with your wife. And remember, your children will be born after that, will be illegitimate and so forth. We must show him what the ramifications and consequences will be. So it is all dependent. يَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ نِيَّتِهِ. We have to ask him what intention he made when he was blowing his gasket and going crazy, remember this.
Mufti Sahib, please clarify, when are the du'as of a Haji accepted till when? The 10th of Rabiul Awal or the 20th of Rabiul Awal?
First thing we should know, this is not a hadith of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the saying of Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu. For us, that is good enough also. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al mahdiyin. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad. Follow my way and the way of the rightly guided khulafa. So remember, but we must draw a distinction. To say hadith means you're attributing it to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's first thing. Then there are two books, and both of them are very, very good. One is Lataiful Ma'arif by Hafiz Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. Who is Hafiz Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali? He is the celebrated student of Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah is the greatest and most celebrated student of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. I exhort every alim, every person who knows Arabic, you should get and procure a copy of this book, Lataiful Ma'arif. And there, Hafiz Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali writes, you must remember, it is till the 10th of Rabiul Awwal. And if you see Hazrat Shaykh's book, you understand, so Fadail Hajj. So what I think happened, that in the English translation, and that is written 20th Rabiul Awwal, I think there was a translation mistranslation there and so forth. So we will say the 10th Rabiul. That's why quickly I give you a story for you ulama and so forth. You see, Mufti Saeed Palampuri, great giant he was. He's not my ustad, but he taught me many things. I met him first time in Malawi. And I spoke to him a few things. So then they were building a new masjid extension in Blantyre. So I was right at the back. So he said, well, Abdul Qadir Kai. So people came, Hazrat is calling. So I said, gee, Hazrat, I came rushing. He said, aap dua farmai. You make dua. I said, nah, Hazrat, I'm the sunnah wale hai, ameen wale hai. We're going to say ameen. So he had a good laugh that he made the dua. You see, so we became a little bit. So he told me also, when you study Islam, you must always go to your original sources. Don't go to secondary sources. So yeah, you see, Fazail al-Hajj of Hazrat Shaykh is a secondary source. So the original source will be what? Lataiful Ma'arif. So he, Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, asked Hazrat Mawlana Ezaz Ali, you telling me this, I must go to the original sources. So agar Ibn Hajar ne likha hai, if Ibn Hajar wrote it then, he said, bhai, agar Ibn Jamal ne bhi likha hai, toh bhi. So Hajar is stone. So Hazrat Mawlana Ezaz Ali Nawarullah Marpadu told, if Ibn Jabal also wrote it, you see, if the person of the mountain also wrote it, go to the original sources. So that's what I'm telling you. So we will say it's a must print, a must translation, whatever it is, you all understood. So 10th Rabi'ul Awwal is correct, inshallah. Wallahu a'lam. Don't forget the nikah. And inshallah, we'll be in Alberton. Make dua for Iran. Make dua against Israel and America. Allah decimate these haramis and destroy them. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.